Good morning, 740 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We are still continuing to watch as Hurricane Melissa has just now almost cleared Cuba. Of course, devastating storm on Jamaica. I mean, Category 5 when it hit, ridiculous winds. We've already had reports of up to 7 people died, and I really hope that number doesn't grow bigger. But some of those were in Haiti, as we feared, because a lot of the storm was over Haiti, even though the circle, the eye of the hurricane was over Jamaica. Joining us now by phone, we have Mayor for Pensacola, D.C. Reeves. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Let's start with the obvious big sort of drama from yesterday. You announced that because of the need to complete the $16 million drainage and stormwater improvement project along Main Street that benefits 5,000 homes, you're trying to find a solution for where the water goes, and you have an easement right underneath Joe Paddy's where that road was never opened and the vacation was granted, but the easement was never gotten rid of. And you've been working with them for years trying to figure this out, and now you're suing them because you absolutely totally hate Joe Paddy's, right?
Well, yeah, if you read social media.
Right. Can I just say this? I made a post last night. I was actually thinking about you a little bit. It's not about you, but I was thinking about this kind of reaction. I said, if social media were a person, we'd describe them as a pathological liar.
Right. I agree.
Yeah. So go ahead. Tell the truth.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So to level set here, this, you know, I'm the second mayor that's been negotiating. And look at it. I'm going to put it in its most basic form. The city fully believes, and you know, in writing, that we have an easement that goes across the parking lot. Clearly, that is not something that is would be ideal for Joe Paddy. It's not, frankly, from a distance standpoint, even really necessarily ideal for the city. But as of legally speaking, since this project began, well before I was mayor, that this project was conjured up, designed. The majority of it started since I've been mayor, but. This is a multi-year conversation where we said, hey, well, you know, the fail-safe is that we have this easement. But, man, let's look at every other option. The family owns property over here and over there and, you know, all those things. And man, we look at everything. And I've personally had several meetings with family members. To this day, yesterday, day before, continue to be in conversation. I love Joe Paddy's like everybody else does. This is a last resort to compel going back to what the default option we have is.
Right.
Not because we want to do that again, when we've explored for years of time. And frankly, I think there are members of the family that agree that want to do something alternative, but maybe not everybody. I don't know their business and what their decision making process is. I know there's lots of people involved on their side. So I still hope to this day that we can find a remedy that's better for the city, something that we could even help with some of the flooding in their surrounding area. All of those things, there are options out there to do that. We just haven't been able to compel those options or get those to the finish line. And again, we can't wait a fourth or a fifth year on a project that's this vital and this large.
What would, because I thought that, you know, the point you made yesterday, which I agree with, is that you've exercised tremendous restraint to this point because you clearly have the legal right and you haven't exercised what would be a fairly intrusive disruption of their business to go right across the front of their store. But what does the lawsuit actually accomplish? What do you need to go to court to get done that you can't get done just by, you know, taking some backhoes in there and digging up and going?
Yeah, well, you're going to have me delve into being an attorney. So,
okay.
I want to make sure I don't want to go too far down the legalese, but what I would tell you is ultimately it's to grant us access to the easement of which we possess. So the original easement and to your earlier point, exactly. If we weren't trying to be collaborative, then the city would have the same legal right that we're expressing now 3 years ago. So I mean, it could have just said, hey, we're not going to have any conversation about this. We're just going to go across the parking lot, underneath the parking lot, obviously, where the easement is. And we are, you know, it could have just stopped right there. We don't want to do that. If there's, whether it's Palafox, whether it's Joe Paddy's, we always are looking for the most harmonious collaborative solution to accomplish a goal. Why would we not do that?
Right. What's the date? Like, when does this actually start to impede the project? And from a planning perspective, I know it's not the end of the rest of the stuff because you got to coincide timelines, but you know, when does this have to happen or else?
Yeah. I mean, I would have to defer. Yeah. The exact day, the exact week to, of course, our engineer and all of those things. But what I can tell you is it's coming across my desk now because we are getting to that point.
Okay.
And the misperception, like, oh, well, why didn't we plan this? Well, we have planned this.
Right.
I mean, in other words, we've had this easement the entire time. All we've done is we've worked hard for 3 years and had countless meetings trying to figure out an alternative way that's better for everybody.
Yeah.
But if we're hitting a roadblock and we have a legal easement and this project's depending on getting water to the bay, then we're stuck in this place. And so, I don't know an exact date. And again, I'd have to leave that to city attorney or engineer to say that. But all I can tell you is, I'm still in conversation, with the family. I'd have a meeting with them today. If there's some other way to do this, we are certainly happy to do that. And that's why we were proactive about announcing this, is because without that, the presumption would have been that we are taking a confrontational posture as it pertains to all we're merely saying is, this is our easement, and we have to now go this way since we spent 3 years trying to figure out something else.
Yeah, we, as you said, we have a plan. This plan will work. This plan will suck for Joe Paddy's. We've been trying for 3 years to find a better plan and get together with them and make it happen. We just haven't managed to make that work just yet. Clear up one thing, because I remember when Main Street reopened, and I think it was as a result of maybe this last weekend's 4 to 5 inch rain that everybody got. It might have been prior to that, if I could be wrong. But I saw some posts on social media that said, we're still getting standing rain all over the place and flooding. I thought they fixed all of this. The answer to that is?
The project is not complete.
There you go.
It would be the answer. And the finish line of a project isn't if Main Street's back open again.
Right.
That's one tiny aspect of a massive, again, $16 million project. And again, if it rains hard today or tomorrow, what's the first thing, understandably, that citizens in that area of town say? Oh, man, it floods all on Main Street. Well, that's why we're doing this project.
Right.
I mean, this has not been done before, and they're absolutely right that it's flood-prone down here. And here we are, we're just trying to fix this and trying to forge this thing ahead so that isn't a problem for – I mean, if you think about one stormwater project positively affecting 5,000 residents, we only have 55,000 residents. So, I mean, you're talking about 10% of the population of the city getting positive stormwater outcome. It's a big project and very important.
The Gull Point Skate Park. Now, I think that – which now the equipment has been removed. And look, as a skater-ish, at least I used to be, and I still every once in a while pick up a skateboard and run the risk of killing myself. Gull Point was never a skate park. Gull Point was a concrete slab with a couple of pieces of dilapidated metal skate paraphernalia on it. It was never a skate park to begin with. But you take away something that people enjoyed, presumably because it's unsafe. And the question is, what do we do now? I know Casey Jones has been talking about these minor, the small skate spots, other skate alternatives around the city. Where does any of that stand?
Yeah, so obviously we have to make an assessment. When you have 94 parks, 11 community centers, 70-something playground equipment, structures, all of those types of things, you have to make assessments on the expected life and the viability of renewing that life.
Right.
And so that really was the conversation, is where it's located, the age of it, what can we do that would even be viable in that location? So sometimes things go out and things go in. And to give you a little inside baseball, in the life of a mayor, what has typically happened historically here, let's use a playground structure. A new one goes in. But maybe there's 6 months of life left on the old one. And so historically, the city has left the old one. Now, can you predict what happens from here? What happens is the old one stays for about 6 months, and then the city goes to take it out. And they say, I cannot believe you took out our playground.
Getting credit for the 6 months, right?
Yeah. And so that happens. I mean, I couldn't even count how many times those types of things happen. And it's human nature. But, what I would say is the goals are getting resurfaced. There's significant investment going into Gull Point. It just isn't in that form. And so I think we just posted that the basketball court is resurfaced. There's other water fountains and benches. And, so there's a big significant investment happening at Gull Point. It just will be in other places other than that at this point.
And I know it's like anything else, right? We've had a thing for a long time. We're accustomed to having it. It's in our neighborhood. We hate to see it go away. But, there is a bit of a trade-off here. We have built another skate park. you know, a fairly significant one. You know,
quite a larger one. Yeah.
It's not as convenient for the residents of that area, but it is available, right? And it is certainly far, far, far better. Reimagine Palafox. The only question I have, I know you met with the contractors yesterday. You're meeting with the business owners today, or the residents today, or some. You're meeting all this week talking about this. The one thing that I think has maybe not been made super clear, and I'd like to make it clear, is how much time would a shutdown of the street just for resurfacing take? How much time is a planned shutdown of the street for the whole project? And then what would be the time frame for the piecemeal? Because you made a very interesting point about that yesterday.
Yeah. So first of all, these are all analyses that took place throughout this process, and that we have narrated significant portions. We even looked at it block by block, and the initial engineer estimate was that each block would take 14 weeks if you were to do it individually. Now, let me ask answer your first question. The FPL repaving, and it's got, this has an asterisk on it, but it's a, we would think would be at least 60 days.
Okay.
Now, that is that day and night. And then here's what would happen. If we went down, and listen, we've got options. We can do nothing. We can do the FPL. We can go rebid the FPL project and just do that. Or we can move forward with this project. And that has been my position the entire time. We didn't know what the cost was. We are reaching a decision point now. In any speculation as to things have been decided, things have been signed, we could walk away from this project today if we want to. I mean, we just are naturally at the decision point of which we had put on a timeline for every business owner since the summer to say, let's see if we can afford it. And if we can afford it, then let's look at it and either give it the thumbs up or thumbs down. That is precisely where we are on the timeline now. And that has not changed for months, despite speculation about, other pieces of that. So, the FPL project has an asterisk because the FPL project only repaves where utility cuts took place. In other words, the pavement stopped at O'Reilly's, like at the crosswalk there at Plaza Ferdinand, and then it's old pavement after that. Now, I'm guessing that the property owners, the business owners, the citizens don't want to see that. They would say, well, why don't you just finish out the street? And then do we just want painted crosswalks, or do we want stamped crosswalks? So in other words, the FPL thing is a little bit of a loaded gun in the sense that, yeah, we can absolutely go that direction. But to price it as FPL was legally required to replace it versus the reality that there would be additional things that would still need to be put on there, even if it's not nearly to the extent of the Reimagine project. That's what makes it TBD on cost and kind of TBD on time too. But what I can tell you is the original FPL project, our general estimate's about 60 days.
Okay, so 2 months if we just do street resurfacing, 6 months for the full Reimagine Palafox project done in the rip the Band-Aid off approach. And I think you mentioned yesterday that a year plus if we do it section by section. And as you mentioned, nobody wants to go second because that second starts to push them into the spring and the summer season when they're going to make all their money. And so how do you do this equitably for everybody? And I just think that just as a fact matter, it was useful to have that perspective for folks. We are almost totally out of time, but I did want to do just 15 seconds. VO Scooters contract ends, Friday is your last day to rent those. They're going away, and you're open to future, but nothing has manifested yet that makes sense for the city, right?
With VO or another partner, we will bring back a multimodal solution. It just won't be in the form that we've done it.
Got
it.
Okay. And that could be bikes, that could be scooters, that could be lots of different things, but you're certainly not abandoning the idea of multimodality. You're just saying this didn't work. It was a pilot program. It didn't work the way we wanted it to, and so we're gonna go away from that. We always like to end with a quick round of questions. I know you're a baseball guy. I know you're a sports guy, so I will ask you the question. Is Shohei Ohtani the greatest baseball player in history?
Man, it's hard to argue. He's got to serve some more time here. But
right.
If he were to have an injury in next year, but man, to do it, but to play, to pitch and to hit the way he has done, I don't know. Will we ever see that again? I don't know that we will.
Yeah, Vlad Guerrero won yesterday off of him, but that's all he really gave up. So
exactly.
A 4 slugging in one game and a 3 slugging in another game is pretty okay. 9 bases.
That's right.
Do you like horror movies?
Not really, maybe it's because of my decompression after work, but I don't know that I'm ready for that tense level. So I would say no, man. I'm not a real big fan. I'm more of a comedy guy.
And you read social media, so you don't need to watch horror movies. Are you dressing up for Halloween? And if so, as what?
No, I'm not. Someone had recommended J.D. Vance this year, but
yeah, because you do kind of look a little bit like him. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. And you're both tall, so.
Well, and plus, I already have that outfit, you know, so I don't have to go spend any money.
I already have a suit. That's funny.
I just need a red tie on Amazon, and I'm good to go.
There's no plans.
No, I don't think so, though.
Okay.
Sorry, Andrew. Sorry.
Very good. I appreciate that. Well, Mayor Reeves, I look forward to talking to you again next week. As always, I appreciate the time and the perspective. We'll see you then. Happy Halloween, by the way.
Thank you so much.